each county in the state has to upgrade their shoreline protection ordinance over the next couple years. It's our opinion that Oneida County has the weakest shoreline protection ordinance in northern Wisconsin. We have the second most lakes, but the least amount of protection for those lakes. Unfortunately, this does not do the job to protect our most important economic asset in this county, which is lakes and rivers. Most of our economic development, most of our attraction for tourism, most of our attraction for retirees moving to this area relates directly to lakes and rivers. So you need to protect that asset. It's our opinion that the committee that's working on this, the Planning and Development Committee, formerly known as the Planning and Zoning Committee, is not the right venue for this discussion. This is too important an issue to leave up to those five guys on the Planning and Development Committee. The entire citizenry of the county and the people who come here to visit and the people who own property on these lakes but can't vote need to be part of that discussion. So we've decided that we need to do an education effort on why the ordinance is weak, why that affects lakes, how it could result in economic problems for the county, and also what we should do to strengthen our ordinance, make it more protective of our most important economic asset. So Oneida County Lakes and Rivers is combining efforts with the statewide lake group, which is called Wisconsin Lakes, and the River Alliance of Wisconsin to do a joint project to provide information to the public, to engage the public in a discussion about how protective they want this ordinance to be, and to recommend changes that aren't even being discussed by the Planning and Development Committee. They aren't asking the basic question, how much protection do you need to keep these lakes an important economic asset? That question hasn't even been asked of the public. So we want to use this project over the next 2 years to accomplish that goal. And we have some very specific changes we think are necessary based on our study, our Oneida County Lakes and Rivers study of many shoreline protection ordinances in other counties. We feel that since they've been in force for 15 years and have been effective in protecting the lakes, have been easy to administer by the county staff, and have been accepted by the people in those other counties, that we should take the best features of those other counties' ordinances and add them to Oneida County's ordinance. That's our main goal. So over the next couple of years, we'll be doing everything we can to try to get the public to understand that this is an important decision point for this county.